My name is Rich Budell. I've got a small consulting firm in Tallahassee, Florida. I spent 31 years with the Florida Department of Agriculture working with the ag industry on water resource protection and restoration programs.
You had a very distinguished panel of speakers talking about water issues in Florida today. What were some of your big outtakes of what they had to offer and what you heard from the audience?
Well, I think that the ag industry has a number of allies within the regulatory arena, the South Florida Water Management District, the Department of Environmental Protection, and of course the Department of Agriculture. The things that I heard was that there's a real opportunity for the industry to deal with its contributions. There are many contributors to nutrient enrichment around the state, but the method that's used for the ag industry, the FDACS BMP program, enrollment in that BMP program and implementing those BMPs long term, is the vehicle for the ag industry to address their portion of the nutrient issue. And as long as we've got that dialogue and that option, it's a solution that is implementable. It's technologically implementable. It's economically implementable. It can be incorporated into your production practices. It's a stakeholder-driven process. It's not a government top-down process. So I think that's the biggest takeaway.
I think I've heard in the past that the BMPs, those who follow them, they're kind of exempted from a lot of other regulatory involvement, correct?
Yeah, that's the beauty of the program, is that as long as landowners are implementing the appropriate BMPs, they are presumed to be in compliant with water quality standards. And that's no different than any other person that has a permit, a industrial park or a shopping mall. They all have these practices that they agree to implement, and in exchange for implementing them and maintaining them, then they are presumed in compliance with water quality standards. And for the ag industry, it's the same game.
We heard IFAS's Jack Payne, and I think you mentioned it already, the ecosystem services, and I think everyone was kind of in agreement. There are already some water farming going on, but that's a hot issue for agriculture, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's an opportunity. Most of this is in a place in the South Florida Water Management District, and they've got a dispersed water management program. It's basically a payment for environmental services. You negotiate a contract, and a landowner who's willing to hold water is compensated annually for the average volume of water that he can hold on his property. I think it's a great opportunity for landowners who have that flexibility. It's not for everybody, but certainly if you are have large enough land holdings that you can afford to take some of them off the ledger, so to speak, it's a predictable source of money. It diversifies your income across your farm. And it has this wonderful environmental benefit. You're storing water, you're creating habitat, you're creating local groundwater recharge. There are a number of factors that make it attractive, and I think that's why the South Florida Water Management District has entered into so many contracts now.
I think you heard from several in the audience, and I'm sure all of you hear this over and over, ag feels like they're kind of picked on, don't they?
Yeah, and it's just basically an underappreciation for the quality of life that agriculture contributes. Most people who live in Florida weren't born in Florida. They came here from somewhere else. They don't appreciate the natural landscape as much as the ranchers and farmers, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh generation growers and producers that this state is blessed to have so many of. But I do think the governmental entities, at least in my experience, the governmental entities, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Environmental Protection, the Water Management District, they do understand that. They understand the value of well-managed land. They know how well land in private ownership is managed by the agricultural producer. You can drive down the road and see the difference between a privately owned and managed piece of property and one that's in government management. There's no comparison. So I think that while it's true that many ag producers in these kind of forums where they hear about all of the stuff that's going on, they feel like they're not given the credit that is due them for the wonderful job they do. And I think that is true across the general public. I don't think that permeates in the governmental entities that are responsible for helping develop and implement these programs to try to make the environment as safe as we can make it and as healthy as we can make it while still maintaining all the land uses that we need.
It sounded like that from the responses we heard from the government authorities today. So thanks for that. Any last thoughts, Rich?
I do think that we are going to face some very, very difficult decisions down the road. We can't continue to grow this state population-wise the way it has grown unfettered for generations, not without, environmental impact. We need to consider the value of the water, not just the value of the infrastructure to get the water from a utility well or treatment plant out into the landscape. We need to pay more for our water, value it more, and ultimately to generate the income or the money that we're going to need to do the things that we need to do, we're going to end up paying more for our food. As you know, we've got the safest, most affordable, abundant food supply in the world, and I think it's inevitable that we're going to pay more for it going forward.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.